one, two, that's right, you're tuning into FMI's Worldwide Radio. Woo. My name is Urban Mose, like shit is expensive right now.
Hey.
The building's packed today. We're going to start with, that's right, what's the name of the squad? That's right, it's the FMI's Harlem Globetrotters today.
Yeah.
Starting to my right, that's right, she gives my name to Lay. That's right, she's an artist.
Hello.
She's superstar, she's looking good.
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
Hey, y'all.
14-time Afrobeat Caribbean champion, soca champion. That's right, killer in the building, Sonic Killer. She's a realtor. She's trying to sell me a house. I said no. I only want a mansion. Her name is Ayana. What's up, Ayana?
What's going on?
That's right, legend. That's right, King of Zanzibar. DJ Tunes in the building. Tunes on all tunes. That's right, my favorite OnlyFans page, Daniela Camacho. That's right, I need a refund. That's right, I wanted more videos. That's right.
Oh my God, check out
DM. Her name is Afro, that's right. Powered by Afro Yoga. Alicia's in the building. Don't fuck with her, she's got guns. She's got three guns with her right now. Superstar saxophone player. Always smooth. Always looking good.
You know it.
That's right, Anthony Ritchie in the building.
Hey.
The best doctor in the whole world. That's right, the best doctor in the whole world. You need to see him. Dr. Barry. That's right. She's sexy, that's right, she's the head of the three. That's right, it's Toby in the building. That's right, she goes by the name of that Yeast Amazon. Yeast's in the building. Yeast are from Grace and Yeast is in the building. Jay Boogie's in the building. That's right, she's a hairstylist, beauty consultant. That's right, mommy looking sexy too. This is FMI's Worldwide Radio. That's right, we're tuned in. This is the state of the world.
Yeah.
Let's start like this, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank everyone who's tuned in worldwide. That's why I want to thank our Houston audience. We want to thank our Texas audience. We want to thank everyone, UK, London, Nigeria, anywhere you are, the Caribbean as well. Shout out, this is the state of the world, powered by all the AfroVibes radio hosts and DJs. Let's get to the program right away. What should we start?
Let's talk about Starbucks.
Starbucks.
You guys going to Starbucks?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Starbucks right away then.
They revamped it.
Boycotts.
Yeah,
they revamped it.
I know, but I don't care.
You can't be racist and be like, never mind.
Exactly.
Well, if anyone doesn't know what happened, Starbucks was like, oh, they sent an email to all the baristas and all the Starbucks employees and was like, oh, sorry, if you're you can't have any Black Lives Matter merchandise or anything on you while you're working. But then they promoted LGBTQ+. And they were fine with that. So then someone like forwarded, obviously it was on social media, and then they're like, oh, actually, never mind, guys. You can go ahead and like wear your Black Lives Matter stuff. And it's just like, well, you've lost Black people anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
There's still some Black people who are gonna shop there. And if everyone banded together, I mean, that's trillions of dollars of value that we could take out of their hands.
Right.
They just saying like, oh, Black lives don't matter.
Not that it's but the thing about it, the Black Starbucks dollar is powerful in this country. You know, the
speaking facts.
Powerful. And the thing about it, it's so funny because a lot of people boycotted Starbucks and their stocks plummeted.
Really?
Yeah. That's why they recanted.
Yeah, they don't.
But so they have no choice.
Do. So why would you buy? It doesn't matter.
I think the best response is all coffees matter, you know what I'm saying?
So. That's right, Starbucks, all coffees matter!
I'll take some of that.
I hate like Starbucks, obviously, right here.
Fuck that shit. I'm gonna Starbucks sip my tea always that
being
I make at home.
I mean, Starbucks is always being racist, though. It's always being racist.
Shit. Racist Starbucks, you're canceled!
It was a director from the top, too, banning all Black Lives Matter. Like, clearly there's an All Lives Matter fan up in the hierarchy of
But
the
I don't get it, because isn't the logo of an African queen, right?
It's she's been whitewashed.
It's a too thin.
No, she does not have Black features.
Really? Someone told me they were like,
that's what it's based off of.
Yeah, there's something like that.
Yeah.
You know, symbolism they based it off.
I didn't know that.
It's based off of Siren and that myth, the Black mysticism, and they whitewash it so they can put it on the label and call it a made-up word.
That's what they've been doing. That's what they've been doing.
Everything.
And you know what's crazy? Ethiopia is where coffee came from. That's why they low-key trying to get to Ethiopia. That's why you see all these.
Really?
That's the source of where coffee was first created, and this is a great beverage to give you energy. That, so obviously, you know, they know that too. That's why they kind of reference it, but they want overtly co-sign it and still be anti-black at the end of the day. It's unfortunate, but it's
very interesting times. So look, let's just have a panel. Let's just have a consensus. All those in favor of canceling Starbucks? Let me see. Let me hear yay.
Yay.
Okay, majority.
Raising your hands,
yeah. Your DJ Tunes is trying to sneak back. Don't let us cancel you, brother. Don't let us cancel you.
I'm a Starbucks frippin' card holder.
I know.
So what? But they don't support your kind. They don't want your black. They don't want your black head in there.
Make your own coffee.
What Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A's
racist. I don't eat Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A's canceled too. But Chick-fil-A, they've been racist before this protest.
What did they do?
That's
the point.
They had a Black Lives Matter shirt on, like, their uniforms.
We're talking about Chick-fil-A right now.
They are racist work that they give to the children, where it's a white little girl and, like, three black monkeys in, like, people clothing and everything, and the little girl is like,
on a commercial or what?
No, this is, like, I literally had this book in my hand. Like, they gave this to my child. A book from Chick-fil-A. That was a toy. That was an educational toy.
Fucking Chick-fil-A. Fucking douchebags.
Oh, don't say that, guys.
Fuck your chicken.
Chick-fil-A.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Fuck Chick-fil-A.
I love
Chick-fil-A. Let's take for that one. Let's finish.
Southwest Farmers Market all day. All day. All day. Fuck Chick-fil-A.
That's propaganda.
If I want chicken, I go to Southwest Farmers Market. I don't need your fucking bread and chicken. We don't need your shit, Chick-fil-A. Pack up and fucking go. Bye-bye. Chick-fil-A, we don't need you. So all those in favor of canceling Chick-fil-A, let me hear yay or nay.
Yay!
Majority of it. Just
like, sure you.
I have to research.
Bro, Chick-fil-A, just bread and chicken. I'll fucking make it for you. I'll give you a discount.
So what happened? No. Canceling everything, right? Like, what?
We have to cancel these people.
We need to uplift our people.
That's actually another topic too.
Cancel culture is a real thing.
That's also an issue too.
We can't. Wait, what do you mean?
Who gets culture. Mad,
what do you mean cancel culture?
But that's how they get over. The past,
you know, this you culture downtown.
Zealous attempt to cancel everything when someone does something that you don't find.
Yeah, we
right. Cool. That's right.
Cancel their whole life.
That's right. Let's just say fact. If you're cooning, right? You all know what cooning is.
Do we?
Do we?
Well, what does
that
mean?
Tell us.
When you got your head up the white man's ass.
Exactly. When you're licking white man doo-doo.
No, be literal.
That's right.
No metaphor. Just be literal. Like, what exactly?
When you basically don't think white people are doing anything wrong to black people. When you basically don't see 1,000 years of slavery and you guys are still trying to get white people to fix this problem, they're not going to fix shit.
Absolutely.
They're not fixing anything. Absolutely. That's right. Yeah. It's not going to happen. If you continue to support these people, we call you AKA coon. You
just are putting money in these people's pockets. What are they going to use it for? For their own shit. They're not going to, like,
community.
And they're going to laugh. They're going to be like, yeah, look at those black monkeys. That's right.
So, wait, I have a question. So, with NFL.
Well, they didn't.
And they made a video of the
book.
I mean, even the
and H&M,
what Gucci about? And all of
those. Oh, yeah.
We're tired. This is
but,
complete.
But what do you guys think about NFL? Because NFL gave $250 million to Black Lives Matter. And so with
Jay-Z, right? But who is the founder of Black Lives Matter? You got to think about that part. Is it a black person?
But that's another part. But with the NBA, like, a lot of players are coming out and saying, I don't feel like I'm going to go, you know, to the first game. I don't think we need to do that. And then LeBron is like, I think it's fine. I think I can go ahead and rep, you know, Black Lives Matter and also go and, you know, be a basketball player as well. So I'm just like, with these sports as well, like, we have a lot of power there. Without black people, they wouldn't be in NFL, they won't be in NBA, they won't be in pretty much most sports, even including the Olympics. So it's like, would we cancel that as well? Would you guys be okay with canceling?
Well, we're not canceling.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, where
yeah,
where do
you know,
we
if he's in support of Black Lives Matter, he's supporting Black Lives Matter, and he's saying, like, the NBA is in support of Black Lives Matter as well.
They're
the most progressive league in the whole entire world, right? But
I'd what's Najkar?
Well, NASCAR, yes.
Oh, they're not. I've been getting a lot of backlash for them banning the Confederate flag.
Yes, enough flag needs to be banned.
Of course, because there's
a lot of backlash.
And if you don't want to ban the flag, we got a black flag for you.
But like,
that's right. We got a lot of black flags. And if you don't want to ban it, we have black flags that we can put up.
That's the thing. Like, a lot of people who are NASCAR, like, supporters or watchers or viewers, they're all racist. So even, like, one of the NASCAR drivers was like, he was like number 20. I think his highest ranking was like 20 something. He was not a good like driver, but he was like, "Oh, I'm done 2020. Like NASCAR is not going in the direction that I
good.
Wanted to go in."
Finally, he's like, oh, we don't need you. NASCAR doesn't need you. We don't want you there. You should have resigned long time. Yeah. I'm glad you left. Bye-bye, we're moving on. We're trying to make the world a better place. You're trying to be white and you're trying to exercise your white supremacy. It doesn't exist anymore. We're not that fucking generation, bro. We're not that generation.
We're not
that generation. That's right. If you want to bring it, bring it. Let's just fucking end it right now.
Wait, Barry's got something.
So I do take offense with the "we're not an ancestors" comment, because ancestors were very, very impressive people. Like, I encourage y'all to read about black folks in the late 1800s, right after slavery. Like, a lot of amazing things happened. People became senators. We had whole black communities.
That was
black
one was
Wall
burned down in Tulsa.
Exactly. So
and New York.
If you do the math, they technically have more money than us if you look at real dollars from the 1800s to like early 1900s. So black folks were extremely impressive, man, despite all the, again, racism has, of course, been an issue and a bedrock of this nation, but it was 10 times worse, like openly lynching people, like they can come here and arrest everybody, kill everybody, and we couldn't do nothing about it. Right. So let's not insult the ancestors, but at the same time, you know, it's a new generation. I think it's a new kind of mindset. And, you know, there's been
new energy, too.
Exactly. So let's, you know, capitalize on that and make people kind of understand where we come from, as well as what we can achieve. Because
the front has
been
door,
done
for
it. Shockingly enough, people just don't know the history that well. And it's, our school is, of course, a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, though, the energy is there. I encourage y'all to kind of do some research. A lot of powerful brothers and sisters back in the day who did great things.
Absolutely.
Despite huge odds, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So,
right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
we got some latecomers in the building. That's right. Brianna's late and Flowerbomb is late.
Why
that's
are you
right.
calling
yeah.
them out?
That's right. It's a panel discussion, which on the hey y'all.
She
looks
so cute. She look good. She look good.
No good looking people here. But let's talk about it. Since you bring that up, where the fuck does this? Where does fucking racism begin and where does it end? Why is this such a problem for us to get rid of this systemic global? This is global.
Right.
Well, how do we get rid of this global racism? Because we say we're not our ancestors because, like, yes, they were captured. I'm talking about those before. I'm talking about those in Haiti. I'm talking about those in Jamaica. I'm talking about those in Africa. Those that died on the ship. Those that did not give their life to slavery. Those that jumped off the ship. Right? I'm talking about those people. I'm not even talking about even the foundation of America. I'm talking about those that got captured in England. That got taken to England. That got taken to Jamaica and Haiti. Where do we end? How do we stop this racism as black people? Because we've been protesting, we've been marching. They killed Marcus Garvey, they killed Martin Luther King, they killed Malcolm X. How many more people, bro? What are we doing? Like, is this the right thing to do for us to call these people out? How do we stop it? And what is the problem with white people where they just they gotta call somebody, they gotta call a black person a nigger, they gotta think they're better than other people? What is wrong with them? Because it seems like it's a sickness.
It really is.
I feel like the way to combat it would be to do what they did in the past. When they were afraid of us, they worked together, they built their dollars up, and then they were able to systematically oppress us because they were like, look, bro, it's all these strong motherfuckers out here. Mm-hmm. They free now, and they're going to, you know, they taking in competition for the jobs. We need to band together and X them out in their neighborhood so they can't get investments and things like that. We need to come together and put our dollars together and make money moves.
But why do we do that,
but it's still going to be a war between
why do white people want to oppress every single race? It's not even to do that, it's
human nature. Like, to me, I feel like white people, like, they look around and they say, wow, black people are stronger, they're genetically just more resilient as
sexy.
Far as, like, they're sexy.
Do they really think that?
No, but, like, it's just
yes.
Black people have a lot of
pros,
and so for a white person, they're like, you know what, let me just make a system where these people are not going to be above me.
And they want to maximize on their cons.
Yeah, and if you remember, like, with, like, a white, it starts with a white man, and a white man says, okay, I'm better than a white woman, I'm better than, you know, poor people, a rich white man, I'm better than poor white people, and then I'm better than black people. And then the white women are like, oh, well, I'm not as bad as a poor, I'm a rich white woman, is like, I'm better than the poor people, and I'm better than black people. So it's just kind of like, you feel better than the next person. So I'm thinking that it's not just black people, it's everyone coming together and saying, you know what, rich white men have always been the privileged, like, group. If I'm a woman, if I'm trans, if I'm black, if I'm poor, that has always been second tier. And so we should come together in all those different ways and say,
we should all look down on the white
people. No! No! We should gather our dollars and invest. What?
But listen,
your pasty skin.
The one thing I have to say though is that
pasty skin.
This girl.
You can't say it's only white men, because ultimately, while white men have had the power traditionally,
yeah,
white women had 50% of the assets as well. It wasn't just white men by themselves taking.
No,
over.
No, I'm not.
Now,
saying
they may have had the larger decisions, but there's a lot of white women who benefited. And still benefited.
No, I'm not saying that they didn't. I'm just saying that they were one step. They're still considered better than blacks. And so they didn't really care, because they were like, okay, you know what, I'm still better than a black slave, so I'm good. Whereas everyone, if everyone was like, you know what, this is just bad, even if I'm not benefiting, a black person should not be treated less than property, then we would have had movement. But everyone justified it, well, at least I'm not them, you know, and then, yeah. then a lighter skinned black was like, well, at least I'm not the darker skinned black, and so you just have this like shrugging off, but you're still worse than if you were in the top tier, and everyone still wants to be that. That's
how do we
I'm
flip
saying.
The table?
It starts with like the younger generation. It's all in education. Like when you know, racism came about, they like planned that shit. You know, they kind of educated us to like think that we were less than. They
Jesus.
Gave us a white God. Mm-hmm. Like they made themselves more superior so we could feel insecure, have low self-esteem. And yeah, it's all a mind game. And
so
they
we need
planted,
black Jesus.
Not necessarily black Jesus. You just gotta like educate your young children. Like the next generation, they need to be well educated. And we can't have them teach our children. We have to teach our children ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so I'm gonna start calling out people who've been quiet. Toons, what do you think about this situation?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let's go.
All right. I think we need to take the conversation away from what they're doing to us and start looking at what we can do for ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's what I think, you know, because we can't change all of these things that are happening, but we can change what happens amongst ourselves and how we treat ourselves and what we can do to build ourselves up as a race.
And that's what I think.
I'm on the fence on that, because we live in a world with white people. Facts. We live in a world, and the first world, which is, you know, Europe, America, you know, parts of Asia, are completely developed. We have a continent that is still not developed, and that continent is still being oppressed by white people. So this oppression, when we talk about doing something for ourselves, we're talking about doing completely rebuilding a whole entire system. We need to stop playing. The way I look at white people is like, we've been playing with you for 1,000 years, and you've not been a good friend. I don't want to fucking play with you anymore.
Give me my ball back.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm not going to play with you. You can change, but I'm never going to play with you again. You're cancelled. You're done. Like, because it's all over the fucking globe. It's not just here. That you black people are suffering. They're suffering in Paris. They're suffering in Africa. They're suffering in Jamaica. They're suffering everywhere. So, like, the most evolved black person is the African American.
Hey.
That is, it's fact. That's why hip hop is, that's why they run the music industry. You know, hip hop is popular in Jamaica and on the islands, it's popular in Africa. You know, us sagging the pants, wearing Timberlands. That's why black people made that. We're wearing Timberlands in Nigeria in the fucking, you know, 110 degrees weather. And we're still wearing Timberlands. We're still listening to hip hop. You know, black, if you go to Africa, there are people that know Martin Luther King, there are people that know Malcolm X, the heroes, right, of the black American hero. You could say Martin Luther King is like the number one that's celebrated around the world, but he came from America, and he was saying like, look, I see a time, Martin Luther King has a dream, I have a dream, I don't see us getting together.
New dream.
New dream. I don't see us. I don't see black people.
There are some white people. There are some white people.
I feel like it should start with self-worth. We should be able to teach our younger generation. We should teach our younger generation that melanin. Do y'all know melanin is worth more than gold? If we just teach our younger generation and the generation coming up that and reclaim the power of the blackness, then we'll be able to overcome anything. It's just like saying, okay, you know how people talk about you? And if you're so focused on, oh, well, let me do this, let me get myself together so I can fit up to the image of what they want. Standards. You won't, yeah, to the standards of what they want. You're never gonna, like, be, like, you're always gonna be doubting yourself. But if you reclaim that and you take back, like, saying, okay, I know I'm black, I know I'm beautiful, I know I'm more than, you know, my skin is even worth than have, you know, this, whatever's going on, then, yeah, you can... Let's take it back.
I agree with you. Period. But it's going to be very hard to do in a country where you're only 10% of the population.
Black people are more than 10%.
Nah.
Of the United States population?
No, but in the urban cities.
Do you know how much?
No, black people are not. No. Like, max, black people are like 13% of the United States.
But how much of an influence? How much of an influence do we have, though?
Yeah, we have a
100% influence.
Yes, we have a.
You know how many races want to be like black people?
Yeah, no. Like, I'm not. I don't dispute you, but it's going to be very difficult. Let's just talk about game theory, war strategy, right?
Now you're talking about
like, you're talking about 15% versus what? 85%? You're not gonna win. There's no how. They built this system, and you're talking about melanin. If you look at the spiritual side of melanin, yes, it's something for the gods. It's worth more than gold because it's a spiritual thing that we have. It's a spiritual connection that we have with the sun, with the universe. It's more than just, you know, Jesus. Right? And they know that, right? But all the African Americans here, what is wrong with you and Africa? But they took you back, they stole you from your motherland, they brought you here to Jamaica, they brought you here to fucking America. Why don't you fucking think about going back? Why? Why?
That's a whole different. No, because okay, right now we're trying to solve. There's different issues in different countries. Yeah. Africa is not. I just went to Africa like a couple months ago. I know. Africa is not.
It doesn't matter.
No. But I'm just saying that
there's no need to disagree. It's an open panel discussion.
I'm just saying, like, for America, there is issues here that we need to address. Just like in Africa,
there's issues that we need to address.
So I'm just saying, like, okay, a lot of people are here for whatever reason you want to bring up. Everyone here lives in America, and we deserve a society that we feel that we can go to school, we can jog if we want to, we can go to the park if we want to.
You can't jog if you want to.
And not get it weaponized because if some white woman wants to say, oh, let me use your blackness and let me weaponize it. So, I mean, yeah, we should be able to go all over the world and feel safe and feel, you know, accepted. But in America, in Houston, you know, wherever we are, on I-59, like, we should make sure that we also feel that way. And so running away to, well, not running, but going to Africa is not the solution. Yeah. It should be an option.
Exactly.
But like, I feel like we need to still address the issue here, which is systemic
racism. You see, I completely disagree. I think that African Americans.
I think. I'm going to Africa, honestly.
You can stay here. And all those who want to stay. All those who want to stay, they can stay. But wait a second.
You Mozart Garvey now.
I don't know Africa, dude.
Why not?
I want to change my
life.
Right now.
Yes, you can change it. You can change it.
This is what I want to say. I want to say, first of all, personally, what I think black people could do in this country and should do in this country, the reason why the white man still has a strong voice in this country because they own everything.
Yes,
black people have hardly any. We're so busy trying to work for the white man instead of getting the white man to work for us.
Yes.
Right. Starbucks could tell their employees don't wear Black Lives Matter. I feel like, dude, we could have. If it's not just
black books,
at least mixed. Exactly.
I like that.
Black books coffee. Black books coffee.
Exactly.
And somebody's radio. And heaven knows what.
Get your frequent card.
Why are we so busy? Why are we so fast to support
their
white people, white owned businesses versus our own businesses?
Because we've been taught that.
Why are we so quick to settle?
We have to relearn. Like you said, we have plenty of black owned businesses.
But think about it. Why are we so quick to settle to play in the NBA and not own the NBA?
Right.
And not own a team in the NFL?
Right.
You know?
Toby, you haven't said nothing.
Because it's just like.
okay, you guys are saying run, like from.
Nobody's saying run.
No, wait, wait, pause.
That's kind of running.
So no, it's not, because it's just like Take It has. There's a family, they already have their family problems and stuff like that, and they decide to bring you into the family, like, yo, we'll take care of you and things like that. You decide to stay with that family, oh, we gotta fix it here, but that's not your family. They took you from somewhere else. What stops you from going back, taking back your knowledge to build up Africa, to build a new place? Because we can own our own businesses
there.
They're trying to fix a problem in America that was never our problem.
Wait,
hold on, Danielle.
Nobody's from America.
Okay, my thing is they took us.
Say what you want to say. What's with this weight?
No,
they're trying to fix. Always going to be there. Uh-huh. We can own our own businesses and everything,
and
like
they're gonna
that.
Burn them down.
They're still gonna feel the way they feel about us. That's never going to change.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. Afrobyte Worldwide Radio is the state of the world. That's why Black Bucks coming. Black Bucks coffee.
Black Bucks. Black Bucks. That was the boy down all the way. I would have been.
Radio Houston.
Check 1, 2, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Daniela, you're about to speak, that's right.
Yes, I was actually, we were on the topic of, I wanted to go back to what you were saying about going back to Africa, and I feel like, why not? Like, why not go back to your land? Build that up, like if it was a whole nother and better America.
I'm changing my name to
Heaven Moses.
So you agree with Toby then?
Yes, I like to think big. Like, if you just go, like, just think about it. Just not even start shit up here. Just go back to your land, and you'll draw people. People who are racist are not gonna be as welcome. Like, they'll just not even want to be there. So just imagine just building that. I don't know. I think it's such a beautiful and big idea.
That's a great idea.
It's cool. That's what Bob Marley sang about it.
Think about how people.
It's called Exodus.
Yeah.
How they gonna get over there? You know, like how are all of our people gonna get?
We don't know, but I think that's a discussion. We haven't had that discussion.
Think about how many people like fly planes to China to go get our Africans from China and bring them back to Africa. Why they can't just come get us here in America?
No, there was an organization in Ghana. They have a whole organization that funds the coming of Americans back to, they have a whole organization bringing them back.
To Ghana.
You were against this, right?
All black people.
So wait, I want to know, Toons, why don't you think it's a good idea?
It's your right.
I'll tell you, I've just spent the last 2 years going back and forth between here and Africa, and the practicality of it is that it's not possible, you know?
Why is it not possible?
It's not possible, you know? You're assuming that you'll be accepted everywhere you go in Africa. Right. That's not true. Right. Africans are proud. What are you coming to tell us? What don't we already know?
Right.
That's what
you're
gonna
get from them. Like, you sold me, motherfucker.
You know? Right? Which country are you gonna go to? Where are you gonna live? How are you gonna survive?
Ghana's
what about residency? What about citizenship? There are so many issues on multiple levels that it's not practical. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Ghana said, you know, break all that. Break all systems.
Somebody said something earlier on that I think everybody kind of skipped over. It's going back to our kids and teaching them about black excellence.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. And that's where we start.
But let me.
In order for us to buy from ourselves and build ourselves, we have to perform excellent.
Let me tell
right
you.
Right now, we don't.
Yeah.
No. Fuck all of that shit. No. Guys, please. Let me tell you, like, black excellence is your fucking president, Barack Obama. Right? Half white, half black.
Really?
No. I'm just saying a black man, right, that was able to achieve the highest office in the whole fucking world was a black man. And Trump berated this guy. He wasn't the only one. Republicans berated him. What I'm telling you is that your black excellence in this fucking country is fucking war. No fucking racist wants you to be excellent. You can teach your kids as much as you want, but you don't fucking own the school. And if you own the school, this is not your land.
if you're not,
and this is what we've been fighting for.
Hold on. If you're not excellent at being able to manage a school,
but why are we not excellent?
How can you own the school if you don't know how to do it?
Let me give you Black Excellent. Black Excellent is Juneteenth. That's right. That's Black Wall Street in Tulsa. Right? What happened to their Black Excellence?
What happened to their Black Excellence?
You guys have been sitting down here. It's because no one's come to your fucking house to put a cross.
No, that's not.
No one's come to your house to put a cross on your door or burn something. Like, we've been growing. We don't forget, we started out as fucking being kidnapped, being chained in a fucking slave boat, being dragged to this country. Now look at us, like, we have somebody who became president. We have, the basketball wasn't started by a Black person. It was a white sport, and we took over the sport. Football wasn't a white sport. We took over the sport.
But every time people see a rising
of Black people,
they bring it down. Huge, rich, wealthy neighborhoods burned down. You
because
know?
Your success is their demise.
So
and that is what we're trying to get into, like, all these Black people
like
said. Like,
no, we haven't done it recently. Like, we haven't had a Black Wall Street recently. We haven't even tried
because
that.
They won't let it. Look,
you,
when you...
They who? Like, we haven't even tried it.
There's a movie called The Bank. Do you know that? There's a movie called The Bank with Samuel Jackson and one of the guys.
Really good movie. Really good.
Fantastic movie. It was illegal for Black people to fucking set up a bank. You think that system is still not, doesn't exist? This is worldwide slavery. This is worldwide racism. This, white people have a fucking problem. They need a fucking detox. We don't have a problem. We don't have a problem. When we can't fucking, how many Black men can, how hard is it for you to get a job? How, you've been making, when you were like, I don't know, 21 years old, you were making $40,000. How much are you still making right now? What do we have to continue to do? I put this report, right? I'll show it to you. Forbes put it out. It's right here on my story. And I'll read it to you. I'll just read it to you. Just so that you know.
Wait a second.
The date is June 6th, 2020. Okay. Right? So, but wait a second. Let me just read it to you. Household wealth of Black and versus white Americans since 1992. This is on my story. Business Insider put it out. Right? From 1992 to 2019, household black wealth is $6 trillion. Household white income, $102 trillion. This is from 1992, this is it. There's no curve. They've been going up while we've been fucking declining. Right? It goes on.
But wait,
college attainment of Blacks versus white. From 1964 to 2018, we've climbed up 25.2%. White people have gone up 35.2%, but mind you, we're only 13% of this population. So we've been getting college, we've been going to school, we've been doing everything, but our wealth has not increased, right? Let me continue. Wait, Black women's annual earnings versus other races, right? Hispanic women and Black women are down from 1960, while white women are increased. It's right here. It's on my story. These are the analytics. These are the facts. You've been struggling for fucking 1,000 years. And you want to live with these races? I don't have time to live with these races. Let's say I'm a... Look, the rabbit and the lion don't need to play together. They don't need... The lion is always going to eat the rabbit. We're trying to solve their problem. Like, they are fucking racist. They want to be racist. They've been racist.
You're misunderstanding. I'm not saying don't fight for what's right. But I'm saying fight for excellence.
Okay,
right?
So all the Black people, if you're Black and you're in America and you've been in America, you should fucking demand Africa give you your citizenship. What is fucking Africa doing for you? What is Africa doing?
Africa's a continent.
It doesn't matter.
What country are you talking about?
It doesn't matter what country. We need to look. It's just like a coalition. It's a coalition. We can start to.
You're oversimplifying it. First of all,
no, it's not.
You're romanticizing the fact that.
No, it's not a
because. We're Black, we're gonna go somewhere in Africa, boom, and then we're gonna be happy, we're gonna have our plot of land, and we're gonna go to school, and we're gonna say bye, I'll go with the other Black people.
You see,
and it's like, no, first
don't,
of all,
don't be naive.
No,
think that's exactly what the fucking Europeans did. They got out of England and they fucking found this land and they developed it. That's exactly the same thing that happened. I'm giving you guys another option. Right? Because you're saying that you're black, but you're fucking content. That's not doing well. You're here busy making white people richer, making their country better. And what's happening to
this
your continent?
Not their
country. They stole
it. It doesn't matter. They stole it, and we're the Indians.
It doesn't matter. Native Americans were black. So let's start there. This is our shit. Period.
Oh, it's your shit. But you're 13%. So what's happening to the continent?
We're not going nowhere.
No, but wait, hold on. So we're 13% of the population, fine. That doesn't mean that because we're so small that we don't have a choice, we have to leave. If you go to Nigeria, which is a country in Africa, there's still different tribes, there's different tribal groups.
There is.
There's so, it's not that if you go to Nigeria, for example, that's where I'm from, and you would say, okay, let me go to Nigeria, I'm going to have a great life here. There's still other issues and other barriers that
you... Nobody's just...
Hold on. So what I'm saying is that, yes, in Nigeria, in Africa.
It doesn't have to be Nigeria.
As a
please, Nigeria.
In Africa, in
Ghana's there. That's right. Kenya's there. It doesn't have to be because we're all like, most of us here in Nigeria, it doesn't have to matter. There are other countries that people can go. But what I'm telling you, what about the Irish that came over here? What about the Latinos that came over here that are seeking asylum? What? We're prisoners of war. We're being killed every day. Every fucking day, and it's been going on for 1,000 years, and you still want to be here.
So, what is your point, Heaven?
What I'm saying is, wait a second. What I'm saying is, we should begin to talk about what other options do we have outside of this country,
and we should look to our motherland.
First off,
we should build that.
What if we create our own cities, our own country, buy the land, and we what did they say with the Confederates? We fucking, how do you get out of the U.S.? Succeed. What if we buy land, build a big ass wall, and
here in America?
I see what you're saying.
They're gonna burn it down, though.
I see what you're saying because within the country of
Britain.
But I feel like that's the number one failure that is gonna always hold us back. They're gonna.
Because they do it. It's facts.
So what? That's why they are scared of us, and we all come together and we all.
How are you gonna grow if you have not even touched the motherland?
We have money now. We have power now.
Okay, but there's still some.
What power do you have?
Yes, we do inside this country.
What power?
Why do you think a lot of things are changing?
8 minutes and all I gotta say to you is 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
The law is not changing.
And that's another problem. We always literally like rely on one person to be a leader.
Yeah.
We need multiple leaders. We need multiple black men to step up and fight.
Everybody.
And then we follow the lead.
We need a black coalition funded by black bucks.
I just don't get it. It's always
funded by black
bucks. About what they're gonna do.
Let Dr. Barry speak real quick.
I think the reality is, I think both is really true. I mean, we definitely need to have a presence in Africa because ultimately, that's what, when they always say a system of white supremacy, it's very important to understand the whole system because someone mentioned about why can't we just do black bucks, Starbucks? Starbucks is everywhere for one reason right now. Heavy white capital investment. That's it. They ain't making the best coffee, but they have investors putting billions into the company. They can have a branch now in every country throughout the globe. So it's not like you can have black books all day, but if you have billions of dollars backing us, you can put it in every country or every state.
And the thing is that...
Wait a second, it won't be there. So this is why Africa is important, because that's where the resources are. If black
books
were developing Africa, they get the resources, they can sell them, they get their own billions, and they can fund your own enterprise. But you're sitting there waiting to create a business that you're going to have white people to fund, you're going to be sitting looking crazy for a minute.
So we need a group of people who want to go to Africa.
Exactly. So
and
everyone
stay connected
have to go.
To the people in America.
Like for the man say, he's trying to go nowhere, he's trying to stay, which is fine. Because black folks can go anywhere they want.
We don't need everyone.
In the globe and make money however they want to. That's what white people do. They don't
they
love
support,
everywhere. They go anywhere they want to, set up shop, and dare someone to challenge them or else they're going to war. Because they have one unity.
We need a black army.
If we have support, we can do that. And
we already have one. They're all over, whether it's Nigerian army, Kenyan army, South African army. It's already there.
The average age in Nigeria is like 18, 19 years old.
Look, this is what I want all black people to do.
That's what they did in America.
Black people around the world. World, right? Let me tell you this. Think of yourself as, think what happened to the Jews in Germany and in Europe. Think of yourself like that. What they do, they built a country. That country was Palestine. They cut out of it and turned it into Israel. Now all Jewish people call that motherland. Black people, the genocide against black people is still fucking going on.
Yeah.
Jewish people have their own settlement, they have their own place, they come to America, they do whatever they want to do, but they know that they're always going to pay pilgrimage to their home. We can't even go back to our home. Like, every single black African American in this country needs to own land in Africa. They paid, their grandfathers, their great grandmothers, their great ancestors paid a price. And we as Africans who live in Africa don't even acknowledge them. It's fucking wrong. We need to give them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a whole nother.
That, yes, but I'm saying, like, look, right. It's just, look, it's war. That's what we're going there. That's why when white people protest, they carry their guns. You can't, whether you're a Black Panther or whatever, they will fucking gun you down. Because we are not as many as white people in this country. It's not going to happen. There's no war you can win. You can say you want to do economic stuff. All they're going to do is just simply say, let's bring in another race. And that's what they did. When the black people, when they released them from slavery, they said, okay, you know what? You don't have any job, so you're going to work for me still. You have no place to live. So you're out of the money that I'm going to give you, we're going to use it for your rent. So black people, then they said, when we open up the economy where you are no longer slaves, you'll be number two. We'll be top race. We white people will be top race, and you black people will be second. But what happened? They let the Irish in. Then the Irish became all the policemen and the firefighters. Then they let all the Italians in. Then black people just kept on going down. They started putting, because these were English people, right? From English people, they let the Irish in, they let the Australians in, they let the Italians in, and that's right. Then they let they bring in the Latinos, then they bring in the Mexicans, and then they bring in the Indians, they bring in the Chinese, and black people were all at the bottom when we developed this country. This has been going on for 1,000 years. We have people that are smarter than us, like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. What happened to them? They're all dead. They're all dead because they're fighting in this country.
No, because they want to kill our leaders, because they know once we build an army, once we
But look, we're together, talking about
we're undefeatable, period.
We're undefeatable.
And that's why they kill all our leaders.
Yeah, they kill your leader. No, that's, you see that.
And that's
African Americans.
Why? Because we only have one. We always
don't have. No, we don't have leaders. Because you see, you're black.
One or two leaders.
But wait a second, Flowerbomb.
Not more than
what I'm saying is that, look, African, right? You have to look at Africa as your leaders. Like, what happened to Nelson Mandela?
Okay, say we do what you did and do what you said and go back, right?
Yes.
So, okay, and we take a group of leaders to go there and try to regroup and build Africa up. What are we going to do about the people that don't want us there in Africa? And like the people that's going to stand up
against, yes, like, but that's true.
Like the Chinese.
A lot of, that's like a whole other discussion.
That's
a lot of money.
Like the French.
American.
Rape in Africa.
No, that's a whole other discussion.
Yes, but that's a conversation that we need to have with Africa, where we can all identify. Because what I'm telling you now, wait a second, guys. I'm telling you that racism, white racism against, listen, because that's what brought up this state of the world, this conversation. It's just fucking racism. And we're only complaining about one race that's been doing it for 1,000 years. So what we come over here might not be the solution. But what I'm saying is that we have to look at Africa as a viable option. And we need to start having that discussion. Yes, we have to, because I'm not going to start talking. Fool me once. Okay, fool me twice. These guys have been fooling us for 1,000 years.
Okay, so I'll say one thing. I don't think I was saying that we should not look to Africa. I was just in Nigeria in January. We should be able to go to Nigeria or go to any other country in Africa and feel like it's our home. Yeah, that's not the issue. But the thing, the practicality of it is, and that's what Toons was saying earlier, right now we all live in America. I don't know if you want to move tonight, move to anywhere in Africa tomorrow. Hold on, but we're here right now.
Right.
Yeah, we're here right now.
Hold on, let me finish. All I'm saying is that we need to start educating ourselves, educating our children, our future kids, on what the state is and how, you know, how the systematic oppression and racism is embedded so far deep in this country, and then start to educate ourselves, get higher education, kind of like what Megan Thee Stallion was saying, go to school, go to law school especially, and start to... No, wait, hold on, let me finish.
Listen, because she did ask in the poll, she did say...
There's different... The thing I have to say is there's different ways we can...
I'm not taking any advice from Megan Sally, by the way.
Wait, hold on! I'm not...
Sorry, Megan.
Hold on!
I don't care if she's successful. I'm not taking advice from Megan Stallion. There are other people.
You're taking away from the point. That's, that's not what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about Megan. And we don't need to focus on that.
The pose that
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying her point. She may be, and that's another thing, don't look down on black, like, all I'm saying is this, we can be educated, there's different ways to attack this problem, just like there's different issues in this problem altogether. Going to Africa alone has its own issues that we're also romanticizing quite deeply. What I'm saying here is like, okay, we need to,
because it's not
hold
done.
On, let me just finish my point and then everyone can comment. For me, we should educate ourselves, we should put ourselves in specific and strategic positions in this country so we can be excellent and our excellence will matter for something. So we can actually be backed by like good stock.
Yep.
So if I go and open up a store, I want to have other black people who are smart,
just
who are educated, to pour into my store.
Right.
So then my store, if it's black,
Jews
black, whatever,
white,
can flourish. So the issue
the
is that
no,
we don't...
No, it's not the beside the point. It's not beside the point. What the hell are you talking about? Wait a second. You said beside the point. Do you know that Jews only work with Jews? Stop shouting. Oppression is about minority, right? Every minority from the history of time gets oppressed. The Jews were oppressed. They're still oppressed.
Exactly.
You know? Oppressed where? Oh my God.
How
can you say that?
Going to Nigeria. You're not listening.
It's a panel discussion. Why do I need to take your point? You're saying what you're saying. That's fine, but I don't agree with it. You're talking about education. Black people have been educated. They've been educated for hundreds of years.
Allow him to say.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I kind of agree with Tunes in that aspect, because I used to be a director for 85SD, and I know for a lot of kids and the families, they don't take ownership with their kids. They don't promote assets internally and externally to develop them. So we need to find a way to develop more, we'll say, Obamas in that case.
Yeah.
And also, not just with that, with culture as well. I don't know why it took a whole neo soul phase to go through or Black Panther movement to come out, people start appreciating their own culture. My father was a Black Panther. And being Puerto Rican, we beyond pride. Proud of our culture to where.
Shout out to your dad, by the way.
To where when I was working for school district, there was kids who wanted to hide it from Trinidad, they wanted to hide it from Nigeria. So I would go to stores like Hot to African Spots, give little Trinidad bracelets, Nigerian bracelets. End of the year, you can't tell them nothing. Where are you from? I'm from Nigeria. Before they wouldn't say that, oh, I'm from Houston. My mom from Houston. Nah.
Right.
End of the year, they got, you know, a problem from where they're from. So we got to develop that aspect as well.
Yeah. All right. So the way that a government works is that there's not always just one thing that it works on. There's the secretary of this. There's a secretary of that. There's all these different departments, aspects, and they have committees. And so, yes, that there's an issue, there are multiple things that we can do to address that issue.
Right.
And that's why it takes coming together of different people who think different ways.
Yeah.
And it's really good that people think different ways, because then you can attack the problem from different aspects. So what I'm hearing here with all the different passions and all of the expression that I see is that there's a need for people to form committees with people who have a passion and a vision to attack different parts of the problem, so that we can, as a group, a unified group, even with the differences in our opinions, we can come together and create something that's going to be beneficial for all Black people.
Yeah, like,
but then everybody is talking about coming together and stuff like that. We, as a Black community, we still have to deal with our own problems.
Right.
Because we have our own racism.
Right.
How can we solve it if we don't solve it? We're not going to solve the problem with too many layers.
Rest in peace, George Floyd. Rest in peace, George Floyd. Black Lives Matter. Rest in peace, Breonna Taylor, and all the fallen soldiers that we've currently lost. The reason that we are having this discussion today is obviously because a police officer, a white police officer, a white man, stood on a black man's neck and killed that black man without even pulling up his firearm, without even handcuff, without pulling up a weapon or a taser. He knelt on someone's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. And we're still debating whether, it was a debate whether they should, these officers should be charged. The attorney, the prosecuting attorney said, well, it's very difficult to convict police officers. Like, yes, he said it's very difficult to, it's very hard.
It's hard to prove first degree, that's what it is.
Well, he said, the guy who's basically gonna, who's prosecuting the case said it's gonna take time to prosecute these officers, right? And it's gonna take, and it's very difficult to prosecute a police officer. Look at Breonna Taylor. What I'm saying is that the reason why we are all here today and the reason why these protests are currently happening around the world is because we've said enough is enough. Enough is enough, but I believe that our protests and our discussion and our education is not going to work. It's not going to change this system of racism that we're currently, so we have to look for another solution. Like, we can get educated, but the education that we're getting is white education.
That's why we,
you know, right? And you, if you're looking, there's so, if you're looking for any book, go try find a book that Marcus Garvey wrote. You can't get it. You gotta go all the way to Africa. They systemically remove these things so that you cannot enlighten yourself. They want us to basically
go to the library. There's plenty of books. Yes.
There's plenty of books.
Go
but yes.
Yes.
No, 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 guys. Listen, look,
I would say one thing. First of all, I think you're definitely giving too much power to Caucasians.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're right. Now, listen, you're right in the sense that they control the system. There's people who are extremely, you know, racist and they're anti-black and they're controlling a lot of things. There are a lot of black people who are not, though. But the reality is, definitely there's an issue that's systematic. Now, the solution...
Dr. Barry, I'm giving too much to white people.
No. You're giving them too much power.
I'm not giving them too much power. That's why you're in this country. Why can't you be a medical doctor in Africa?
I can. What are you talking about?
Thank God. Why are you here?
Are you going? Where are you even talking?
Look.
That's my point, though. That's my point.
No, listen.
No, when are you going, Heaven? When are you going?
When I go, when I set my things up.
When you set your things up, you can have shit, because the white man...
No, I have shit. I have shit. Look, I have property.
Look,
I'm very connected. Look, Yisa, I'm very much connected to Africa.
Heaven.
Whether you like it or not, I'm very much connected. Go ahead.
Finish what I'm saying. I go back. I have multiple business in Africa. So
an argument.
Definitely, I'm someone who's not afraid to go to Africa. Number one. But the reality is, black people should be comfortable wherever they want to be. You don't have to go to Africa. You can definitely. You should definitely not forget about Africa. Absolutely not. But you can't be like, I'm not anything unless I'm
African. Not disagreeing
with you.
Because
the reality is, Africa still has a lot of issues.
Right.
A lot of people.
White
people still control Africa right now.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's just be real.
White people control Africa right now.
So that's what I'm saying. This is the reason why there's so many Africans here in America. They just come here because of reports.
And that's what
people
I'm saying.
People came here because of refugee status, war status, all kinds of issues. They have
nobody's saying.
So that can't be ignored. What I'm saying, that can't be ignored as far as the over-romanticization of Africa, like you say now.
Nobody's over-romanticizing. Right?
Yes, you said people were killed in here.
He'll
be killed in Africa.
Yeah,
killed Africa today.
Go ahead. Wait. This is how we panel discuss. You're talking about some white panel discussion. No,
I'm going to get that mic and talk over you.
It's not against anything. What I'm saying is,
okay, so my thing is, as of today, like 2020, what are we going to do to make a change? I agree. We can't keep our mouths shut. We got to take action. But like she said, as she pointed out, as Megan Thee Stallion, she has a platform, and what she can do, and the least she can do, is actually spread the knowledge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some people don't have that type of guidance, so sometimes you have to let people know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we can't do anything, but it has to start in the court system. You know what I'm saying? There's too much power up because, of course, the white man, you know, they're making their own rules, and, you know, they're not agreeing, or there's no one on our side. Let's just say that. So what we need to do, again, we have to educate our children. Okay, Starbucks said what they said. Fuck what they said. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Okay, if y'all don't like it, we need every black person to quit that fucking job and start a Black Bucks. You know what I'm saying? So what we need to do is we need to start change now. If someone says some shit, okay, don't keep your mouth shut. Speak what you have to say, but my thing is,
stand your ground, but don't, and when he say don't give the white person too much power, don't let them feel like they're over you, because then they're going to feel like, you know what I'm saying, they're have power over you. I know. That's what you don't want them to do. So, yes, I do. We have to start. For as of now, what we have to do is we have to teach what we can. We have to uplift each other. Yes, we do have to do it. And it's going to take time. But we have to start, and we have to, you know, we have to use our voice, and we have to take action. Start that business that you wanted to start, that you talked about yesterday, last
year.
You know what I'm saying?
And invest in yourself.
You know what I'm saying? And hey, like, you may not have that, you may not want to work for the person, but, you know, like, you have options. You don't have to work for that person that makes you feel, you know what I'm saying? Money is not more than your work.
Right, and then after that, then we start building our communities, and then that's how the power kind of mushrooms out.
And then we can also
build our own
cities. And then, once we have that power here, then we can now help in Africa, we can help in Asia, we can start growing ourselves because we've invested in the black
people. Oh, and I have another thing.
Black government.
Yeah. Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I feel like I gotta raise my hand. But the thing about it, I grew up in a predominantly black country, the Bahamas, which is a striving economy, you know? And the thing about it,
Ran by whom?
Black people in that country, yes.
The locals, yeah.
But you know, but also you have white people, 25% are white, you know, like Atlantis, you know what I'm saying, it's white owned, and other businesses, they just had another hotel from China that came to the Bahamas, but it's black owned, you know? But the thing about it, I still experience discrimination inside that country. You know, the color for my own people.
Oh yeah,
because you're American. You
because
American?
Of the color of my skin.
Because I was darker complexion.
People of lighter complexion. I was less than them. And so it's actually when I came to America, I actually found my voice. I never even knew I could sing. I even knew I was musically inclined until a white woman, actually, my choir director, said, you know what, you can actually sing. And she made me do my first solo, America the Beautiful. So this is what I'm talking about. I feel like it's not only black people that have to, definitely we have issue among our own race where we have to learn how to build each other up, because I think we're very pessimistic towards each other. I don't understand why. We're very pessimistic.
We still fight amongst ourselves.
But that's what I want to say. I think it takes everybody. Right. Not only. Listen, you're talking about the Latinos. Latinos, they were Native Indians that the Spanish came and had sex with the Native Indians, and they created Latinos in this country. That's how you have Latinos. The Latin culture. You know? That's how you have it.
Being Indian, we don't consider them Latino.
Right.
That's kind of wrong.
Right.
That's kind of our view about that.
Right. That's how the Latin culture
is. There's racism within every race. Like, well, some white people don't like other white people.
So you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, AfroVibes Worldwide Radio, we're tuned in, which is the state of the world. I don't disagree with you, but what I'm talking about is KKK killing people. I'm not talking about discrimination. There's in Africa we have tribalism, it happens. But I'm talking about where you're driving in this country that we call America, where most of us were born, right? Where a cop pulls you over and just shoots you. Or you're walking down the street and some white man says, oh, you can't put Black Lives Matter on your door, and they smash your door because you own a business. I'm talking about the killing. I don't mind if somebody, you don't like me, that's xenophobia. Okay, you don't like me, you don't like my race, fine. But when you go out of your way to systematically make sure that I don't get in school.
It's evil. Investment.
I can't get any, that's what I'm saying. It's just like too many black people have died and white people haven't even paid the price for the racism and for the slavery, which now ends with racism. And I'm saying, how are we going to solve this? Like, we've been trying for 1,000 years, peacefully marching. We were slaves, we're free, we're trying to do it. You're saying education, but we're asking people to get, we're asking these colleges, these universities to educate us. Not all of us can fit into historically black universities. All black people can't go there. There are too many of us.
Okay, so wait, hold on.
All black people. You're segregating yourself the same.
No,
what else are you gonna do? Then go to black university.
To me, it doesn't matter. You can go to a historically black college, fine. But the goal is that we're
the college.
I keep saying that we need to invest in our own stock. If we make sure that when people
and your stock is in the United States.
Let me finish. when we say black people, everyone, all non-black people, like for example, white people, they look down on black people because they think that they're illiterate, they're this, they're that, whatever. But if we start investing in ourselves, and so in 100 years and 200 years, when people say black people, they're like, oh, the lawyers are mostly black, or the doctors are mostly black. If we start to like make sure that in the system that we are in, whether we like it or not, we are excelling in it, we go to school, we make sure that's a priority, then we make black people own things in the society we live in, and so our stock goes up. And so then when a white person looks at a black person, they'll think twice about killing that person because they know there's other black people who are doctors, who are lawyers, who have money, who invest in their stores. So for me, I feel like, yeah, we should make sure that we go to Africa and all those other stuff, but we're in America right now. Let's make sure that black means something. Right now, white people think that black means nothing. So we make sure that when we say blackness, there's a respect that it commands, then we'll shut those other people up. But right now we're divided, we're doing our whatever, but we need to come together, and we can be divided in certain things, but we need to make sure we're climbing that society, like that ladder in society, so that we mean something, so that we command respect to the Chinese, we command respect to the white people. We're the ones giving out loans. We're the ones that are buying up NBA basketball teams, or whatever have you. So then we mean something, and that's what I keep saying about the black stock. That's one area. Another area is going to Africa, building relationships with different African countries. That's another one. Even going to Jamaica, going to England. A lot of Africans live in England as well. So like, there's multiple avenues that I think that we should globally lift up black stock. Right. When we do that, you'll be surprised. People won't be killing your kids. People won't be coming and robbing you because you own.
We only have a few minutes, that's right. Everyone, get your speech.
That's all I have to say.
Get your statements in.
That's what Chinese basically did in like 30 years.
Holy for you.
Chinese were also disrespect left and right. Now they are some of the most powerful countries.
And they only do business with their kind.
They're the most powerful country.
And there's Chinese people everywhere. China's a big nation. There's Chinese groups every nation. Right. There's Chinese communities making money. China. Back to China.
Black town.
It can be done very easily. That's what I'm saying. Like, you already everywhere.
This is my take on it, and what I feel like the solution is, and what it's going to take. I don't think, like, I kind of agree with segregation to a certain extent, even if you have to, like, leave a few people behind. If you need the people that's, like, on your same playing field or on your same level to help, like, build black people to make them better, then so be it.
But
you have to leave a few.
The other ones?
You can, absolutely. Most definitely. If they're willing to, like, learn and relearn and educate themselves, absolutely. But if not, then so be. You cannot take everybody with you. It's not going to work that way. You're going to have to go with the people that want to go,
right,
and then build your, it's like a brand.
Right.
We're a brand. Stop. You know, you're stuck. Just like what you're saying. We're just going to have to take ourselves to that next level. This group of room with us in here, I feel like we all are on the same playing field. Like, we all have, like, at the end of the day, our end goal is the same. Mm-hmm. Like, we want better for our race. We want better for the next generation, for our children. And we want them to be educated. We want them to be respected. We don't want them to be gunned down by, like, anyone who feels like they're...
Ahmaud Arbery, rest in peace.
Yeah, less than. So that's how I feel about it.
Yes. Anybody else?
I agree. Can you have something you want to say?
Yeah, say something, Ken.
It's a lot to unpack, I think. Well, I'm not going to be on the camera, but but the aspect of what you're saying with they set up, like, try to get it done here, but it's set up already to be at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what your experience was like at your university, but my university, it went till 1965. We're not too far removed from that. Mm-hmm. That they allowed people who look like me, I'm first generation from Nigeria. I was there last summer. Like you said, we talked about the issues that are there. Like, electricity is an issue. Internet's not happening. And so it's almost like there's a bunch of problems within. Like, you can't just jump on a plane, collect your stuff, and say, this is my land. Someone's already there. And it's, and it's, what is it? High volume of people that are there. Mm-hmm. Like, high populace, and I was just there.
No, but let's be honest, there's a lot of room in Africa, though. Like, that's one thing.
But who?
Let's not say Africa's so crowded, no one can fit. That's not true.
But Africa, well, I'm familiar with Nigeria. Nonetheless,
but
I'm trying to figure out, so where will you go and just pull up?
You're going to have to go to some forest where it's just animals,
but then you
knock those trees down.
Damn, animals?
Yeah, that's what you're going to do.
You know what I'm saying?
Holy shit!
Animals
are gonna get
me. So this is my 2 cents. He said in the show really quick too. But even here, understand the music. Meg Thee Stallion played. How much of that music actually positive? And which, what is it promoting?
I'm a savage.
What are you talking about?
That's right. That's it. That's why they're killing you, because they think you're savages.
We'll try again next month. Come on.
They say you're savages. You're a savage. We're gonna stand on your fucking neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
What are you going to support? So now moving forward.
Yes, go ahead. Come on.
Listen.
What are you going to support?
Like, you gotta really start your own committee.
It's even what you listen to, what you watch on TV, what you allow to be implemented into your head.
Ladies and gentlemen, we gotta go. Do you guys want to do this next week? Do you want to do it next week Saturday?
Yes, then we're gonna start a committee next week Saturday.
Do you want to do it next week Saturday?
We start Black Month Saturday. Everybody has homework. When we come back Saturday, everybody needs to have something that we can do to make change. Solutions.
And Megan Thee Stallion can play whatever she wants, by the way. Megan Thee Stallion, she can do whatever you want. You should be able to play and create whatever you want to do.
You can play, exactly.
It doesn't matter. Don't be like, oh, because she's shaking ass, she shouldn't. Like, no, it's the same thing.
But at the same time,
right now, all I want to hear is NDRE. NDRE.
White people say, the black guy was stealing Skittles, and that's why we shot him. No, it doesn't matter. Like, to me, even if he's stealing Skittles, you shouldn't have shot him. Just like with Megan Thee Stallion, just because she's shaking ass doesn't mean that she can't say something that's
true.
No, but listen to the lyrics,
We'll be back next week.
I'm turning it off.
State of the World with Afro Vibes Radio Host. That's right. Shout out to Yisa. Shout out to Toby. Shout out to Dr. Barry. Shout out to Jasmine. Shout out to Anthony Rajiv. Shout out to Alicia. Shout out to Joanna. Shout out to Daniela. Shout out to DJ Toons. Ayana. DJ Silent Killer. Soleil. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all Africa.